Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies today with a slight chance for snow showers. Highs around 43. North winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 19 tonight, mainly clear. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 53. Clear skies and dry Sunday and Monday, mid-60s. Sunday, mid-70s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 33.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. There's been final resolution of a case of attempted murder from 2019. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Anthony Ryan Downing was found guilty of premeditated attempted murder in the first degree and criminal possession of a weapon in the stabbing of a quick shop clerk in May of 2019. Downey's trial had been set back several times due to a diagnosis of bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, which caused a judge to find him not competent to stand trial, as well as the pandemic. He's scheduled to be sentenced on May 9th. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Members of the Kansas State Board of Education will vote this month on whether to remove the high school graduation requirement that students fill out a free application for federal student aid form, or FAFSA. The requirement was approved last year and criticized by parents, students, and administrators. The requirement encourages high school students to apply for financial aid and take advantage of millions in unused federal aid. The state board will vote on Tuesday, March 11th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, U.S. Senators Roger Marshall, M.D., and Jerry Moran of Kansas introduced the Access to Credit for a Rural Economy, or ACRE Act, and the legislation allows community banks to administer agricultural real estate loans by granting them tax-exempt status on earned interest. The ACRE Act would benefit American families, farmers, and rural communities nationwide by making loans more accessible and affordable to rural and agricultural borrowers. Joining Senators Marshall Moran were Senators Angus King of Maine, Ruben Gallego of Arizona, Kevin Kramer of North Dakota, and Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. Senator Marshall said the ACRE Act would help community banks address one of the most significant challenges for rural communities, which is high interest rates. He said high interest rates raise the cost of doing business for family farms, making it harder for small businesses to grow, and it leaves home ownership unattainable for many. So the ACRE Act is common sense legislation to reverse these trends. Specifically, the ACRE Act would amend the Internal Revenue Code to exclude interest received on certain loans secured by rural or agricultural real property from gross income, allow farm real estate borrowers and rural homeowners access to lower interest rates by expanding the same tax-exempt status on certain earned interest that applies to other lenders, apply to agricultural real estate and single-family home mortgage loans in rural communities with fewer than 2,500 residents and for mortgages less than $750,000, and expand access to affordable agricultural and home loans to over 4,000 rural communities nationwide and save family farmers and producers well over $400 million in annual interest expenses. The Kansas Senate sent Governor Kelly a bill that would end the 3-day grace period of mail-in ballots after senators approved Senate Bill 4 on Thursday with a vote of 30 to 10. The House previously passed it 80 to 39. Currently, people who receive an advance ballot and choose to return it by mail must have it postmarked by 7 p.m. on election night, which is when the polls close, and then it must arrive within the next 3 business days. Under the bill, all mail-in ballots would have to be collected by county election clerks no later than 7 p.m. on election night to be counted. Representative Pat Proctor, chair of the House Elections Committee, said that according to the Secretary of State, the 3-day grace period disenfranchised as many as 1,000 voters last year, as nearly 2% of mail-in ballots cast in the primary election couldn't be counted because they arrived during the grace period but without a postmark. He said joining the 32 states that have decided that Election Day should be Election Day is a positive step forward toward restoring voter confidence and ensuring every vote is counted in Kansas. Kansas senators advanced a constitutional amendment on Wednesday that would change how state Supreme Court justices are selected. The amendment, which requires approval from 2/3 of the legislature and more than 50% of voters, would convert Kansas's method for selecting state Supreme Court justices from a merit-based system to an election system. Most Senate Democrats opposed the change, saying it was equivalent to hanging a for sale sign on the state Supreme Courthouse. Republicans said the change gives a voice to the people. Under the current merit-based system, a 9-member judicial nominating commission that consists of 5 attorneys and 4 laypeople creates a list of potential appointees, and the sitting governor selects a justice from that list. Kansas Supreme Court justices serve 6-year terms, but only if they are retained by voters. Appointed justices undergo a retention vote in a general election once they've served for a year and subsequently every 6 years. If the resolution passes, a special election would be called on August 6, 2026, so voters could weigh in on the change. Positions 4 and 5 would be elected in November 2030. Positions 6 and 7 would be elected in November 2032, and each position would be subject to a 6-year term. Vacancies that occur because of unexpired terms would also be filled by an election. Justices are required by law to retire after their 75th birthday or after completing the term during which they turn 75. The bill is pending final action in the Senate and is yet to be heard in the House. In Nebraska news, a Beatrice woman was sentenced on Wednesday for the death of her 4-month-old son and the sexual abuse of another child. 28-year-old Ashlyn Zeidel will spend a total of 180 days in jail in the 2 separate cases, and those terms will be served in 30-day increments over the next several years. Gage County District Judge Rick Schreiner also sentenced Zeidel to 6 years of probation. Court documents show that Zeidel's baby boy died August 15th while in the care of her boyfriend, Austin Mayan. And an arrest affidavit says Mayan laid the baby face down to stop him from crying and that he told Zeidel what he was doing. However, police said she did not question his methods. The infant stopped breathing and was taken to a hospital where he died. And an autopsy also revealed that the boy had non-accidental injuries. Then in October, Mayan and Zeidel were charged in the sexual assault of a 15-year-old. Those arrest affidavits have been sealed, but prosecutors allege they assaulted the teen between March and August of 2024. Zeidel pled guilty in January to negligent child abuse in her son's death and to intentional child abuse in the other case, and the most serious charges were dropped in exchange. Mayan is charged with intentional child abuse resulting in death, first-degree sexual assault of a child, and intentional child abuse with no injury. He has pled not guilty. Mayan also appeared in court on Wednesday and is due back on May 6th. A former Southwest Nebraska sheriff will serve time in the jail that he once oversaw. 43-year-old Clinton Smith of Binkleman was sentenced on Thursday in the theft of a gun from his former agency, the Dundee County Sheriff's Office, and Smith received 2 45-day jail sentences with credit for 14 days already spent behind bars. And after his first stint in jail, he'll spend 4 years on probation. If he follows the terms of probation, the court could waive his second jail sentence. According to court documents, in November of 2023, Smith lost a recall election after failing to earn his law enforcement certification, and the sheriff's office then discovered that 4 handguns were missing, with one of those guns being found in Smith's home. He pled no contest to attempted possession of a stolen firearm. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
As parts of the United States prepares to spring forward with the onset of daylight savings time on Sunday, AAA is reminding drivers to stay focused behind the wheel as the time change can impact sleep patterns and daylight hours, so drivers and pedestrians may be at a greater risk of the dangers associated with drowsy driving. Sean Stewart, the AAA Kansas spokesman, said according to the latest data from Governor's Highway Safety Association, nearly 78% of pedestrian fatalities happened in the dark in 2022, up from 75% in 2021, because the morning commute for several weeks to come will be much darker than what drivers have been used to in the last few weeks. So it's important for drivers to be alert and to also remember that children will be on their way to school and may be hard to see. Previous AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety Research found that the number of drowsy driving crashes are much higher than official government statistics. The AAA Foundation study, based on in-depth crash investigations and national fatal crash data, estimates that drowsy driving is a factor in roughly 10 times as many traffic fatalities as traditional crash data indicates. Research found 18% of all traffic fatalities between 2017 and 2021 were estimated to involve a drowsy driver, accounting for nearly 30,000 deaths. In 2021 alone, an estimated 6,725 lives were lost in drowsing driving crashes. The Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind the public that they plan to temporarily close both directions of I-70 near Hays starting this Tuesday, March 11th, for the removal of the U.S. 183 bypass bridge over I-70 at exit 157. Eastbound and westbound traffic will be diverted onto the U.S. 183 bypass exit ramp at exit 157 and re-enter I-70 through the entrance ramp. Stop signs on both exit ramps will be covered to allow for a continuous traffic flow through the detour, and no right or left turns will be allowed. Additional closures will also be in place on the U.S. 183 bypass and 230th Avenue, as northbound lanes on the U.S. 183 bypass will be closed immediately north of the intersection at Fairground and Frontier Roads, and southbound 230th Avenue will be closed immediately south of the 55th Street intersection. Access to I-70 from the U.S. 183 bypass and 230th Avenue will not be available during the closure. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the closure to last 7 working days, excluding weekends, and conditions permitting. Travelers may experience slight delays due to slow-moving traffic through the area and are reminded to slow down and use caution through the work zone. For more information, you can contact Public Information Officer Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on February 17th, the commission informed Terry Laughlin with the Norton Road Department of their goal to get the path to the Devise Cemetery maintained. Terry then reported on a patron that was moving snow on their own. He was going to visit with the patron in person and explain the terms with them of moving snow on their own and to remind them to please follow county protocol on the depth of the blade. Keith Van Skyke with Norton County 4-H wanted the commission to know that his replacement has not yet been hired, so he is retired but not gone. He gave a report on the usage of the facility since 2016 to 2024, reporting the 4-H building has held an average of 115 events per year, with 20 of those events being charged a fee to use it. And he also reported that the roof needs some repair work over the kitchen. The fund balances were then reviewed, and there is money to help make the repairs. County Attorney Abigail Horn wanted to update the commissioners on acting by proxy votes for issues like burn bans and weather closings. It makes sense to have one commissioner call the county clerk, instruct the clerk to call each commissioner, and inform them of the motion and how the maker of the motion may vote. However, it is technically a violation of the Open Meeting Act. After the review of the statute and the training, it was decided that an emergency meeting would only be called after notifying the radio station and using the phone system and also providing the public with the ability to be on a special call-in list. County Clerk Renner was instructed to contact the phone provider and implement such a system. Commissioner Thompson moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, the meeting was adjourned at 11:28. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having tuna noodles, green beans, peaches, French bread, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pork nachos or cheese pizza with fruit and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of snow showers mixing with rain after 9 a.m. and then gradually ending. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy today with a high near 43 and breezy with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 20%. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with the low around 19 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming northwest after midnight. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 53. On Saturday night, clear with a low around 24. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 65. And on Sunday night, clear with a low around 32. I'll be back in just a moment with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 77. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 65. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. And on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 69. Currently, with fair skies, it is 33 degrees. The wind is from the north at 18. The humidity is 97%. The barometric pressure is 29.79. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the current wind chill is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Former Kansas State kick returner and wide receiver Phillip Brooks has signed a contract with the Canadian Football League's Hamilton Tiger Cats. According to the Tiger Cats, they've signed Brooks to a deal on Wednesday, March 5th. Brooks attended training camp with the Kansas City Chiefs as an undrafted free agent last season, but ultimately didn't make the team or the practice squad. The 25-year-old spent 5 years at K-State. While Brooks was a member of the Wildcats, he caught 182 passes for 2,127 yards and 14 receiving touchdowns, while returning 57 punts for 712 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also returned 44 kicks for 847 yards. In addition, Brooks carried the ball 29 times for 122 rushing yards and a touchdown. Brooks earned all Big 12 first-team accolades in 2020 and second-team honors in 2022 as a returner. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.